Now to a deal that Amazon has reached with the state of California. It comes after a drawn-out battle over sales taxes. The internet retailer has not been collecting sales tax in California, but now it's agreed to start a year from now. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, the deal could have implications for consumers nationwide.
Amazon has long enjoyed a huge advantage by not collecting sales taxes that brick-and-mortar stores do. Consumers pay that much less at Amazon for the same goods. But California needs the tax revenue, an estimated $200 million annually, and earlier this year enacted a law forcing Amazon to pony up. The company responded by launching a referendum campaign to kill the measure. Some Democratic lawmakers were incensed and tried to block Amazon's move. But Daryl Steinberg, president of the California Senate, says that would have required a legislative supermajority.
I certainly came to a conclusion that the two-thirds effort was not going to happen and that it was worth one more stab at a deal.
So Democrat Steinberg brought together Amazon, brick-and-mortar retailers, and key legislators, and they hammered things out.
Amazon agrees to begin collecting the tax next September, unless there is federal legislation that requires all internet sellers to collect tax.
More on federal legislation in a moment. But first, Dan Schnur, director of the Unruh Institute of Politics at the University of Southern California, says there's a good reason a deal was possible after months of maneuvering and rancor.
It looks like both sides decided that compromise was the better part of valor.
For the state, it means some degree of certainty in finally getting online sales tax revenue. Amazon's calculation, says Dan Schnur, was different.
It is pretty clear that Amazon would have won the referendum had it appeared on the ballot, but the amount of money it would have taken to win and what it could have done to a very hard-earned reputation among online consumers was a downside that apparently they decided wasn't worth taking on.
The legislature must still approve the deal. That's likely to happen later today. The focus could then shift to the U.S. Congress and federal rules for collecting taxes from online sales. Amazon declined repeated requests for an interview, but has said in the past it would support a national solution, though the company's approach has prompted a fair amount of skepticism about its true intent. Remember, the online retailer gets a sizable competitive advantage by not having to collect sales taxes. And, says David French, who heads the lobbying effort for the National Retail Federation,
this is an inconsistency that needs to be fixed, and Congress needs to address it.
Amazon might view a national solution as less onerous than the California measure, and French says Amazon's strong support for federal legislation would be helpful.
It potentially makes this issue less controversial. This has always been a problem that needs a consensus solution.
But consensus in Washington could be tricky. 2012 is an election year, and Congress may be loath to adopt any measure that increases the taxes consumers pay. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.